Lauren Mick is hoping his combination of understanding the challenges in Nipissing and his experience as a politician in Mattawa Town Council will help him. The lifelong resident of Mattawa is hoping for good things as he hopes to lead the NDP to victory in Nipissing on February 27. In 2022, NDP candidate Erica Lougheed took home 8,665 votes in Nipissing, good enough for 28% of the vote, well ahead of the Liberals but well back of PC incumbent Fedeli, who garnered 50.2% of the vote in the riding. Like the NDP leader Marit Stiles, Mick's attacks are targeted at the PC and Nipissing incumbent Fedeli. "I would like his job. I'm not going for second place here," said Mick. "I do feel that I'm the one to take that spot." Mick says he is a dedicated advocate for the Nipissing district. He has worked as a chef in his family's restaurant and served the community as a dietary aide at the local nursing home. He says he is tired of the Conservatives' patchwork approach to healthcare. "I work in the kitchen at the Mattawa Hospital. And with my experience and education, I've seen the effects and the crisis that we are in after 7 years of a Conservative government," he said. "I think I have a good idea of what needs to be done. I've lived it, I've seen the effects of the 7 years, and I think if these problems were going to be solved by another Conservative government, then they would have been by now, right?" Mick also noted his concerns with housing in the riding. He is concerned about how many homes have multiple generations living under one roof. He claims while campaigning that was something that really stood out, noting how tough it has become to find affordable housing for young people in Nipissing. During the Kojekoyer TV debate, Mick rebutted Fedeli's concerns about tariffs. He believes Conservatives should have been ready for the uncertainty of a Trump administration back during his first term as U.S. president 8 years ago. Mick also serves as the chair of the Mattawa Library Board, vice chair of the North Bay Mattawa Conservation Authority Board, and vice chair of the Dreamcoat Fantasy Children's Theatre Board of Directors. These roles reflect his deep commitment to building a brighter future for everyone in the region, the Ontario NDP stated in his online profile.